Confidence, that's the word to watch out for in the State of the Union speech tomorrow, at least according to the online Washington Watcher Politico. The buzzword among Republicans? Buzzsaw. Republicans will hold a vote tomorrow, just hours before Obama speaks, calling for huge cuts in government spending. Yesterday on Meet the Press, new House Majority Leader Eric Cantor was pressed about what he'd cut.
Everything, David, is on the table. I mean, we've got to do...
Cancer research is on the
table. We've got to... Listen, we've got to do what families in this country are doing, what businesses are doing. You've got to learn to do more with less. You can't afford to sustain this level of borrowing and spending. Everyone knows that.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, also host of ABC's Top Line political webcast. And Rick, that moment immediately became, Eric Cantor is going to cut breast cancer funding.
Isn't that great how Washington works? More broadly, though, this is the problem that every member of Congress has when they propose specific cuts. They have an issue where they go one by one, and you get brought up and say, do you want to cut this? Do you want to cut that? And it's hard for them to say, no, I wall that off without being accused of trying to avoid the tough choices. So it's very easy to say, as the Republicans have, we're going to cut $100 billion, we're going to cut 10% across the board. But when you get into the specifics, you run into issues just like this.
Well, and also the other issue, of course, that everybody doesn't know that cutting spending is the way to go. We're told the president will talk about targeted investing in education and in roads. You know, that thinking in economic circles is that creates jobs. But we heard Republican Mitch McConnell say investing is another way of saying spending.
That's exactly right. And you call it investing when you like it. You call it spending when you don't. The president is banking on the fact that he's got a little bit more momentum going into this speech, that he's bought some public support along the way, and that he can include in this not just calls for budget cuts, not just calls for deficit balancing, but also some calls for some targeted investments, as their euphemism goes. And those are the things that they feel like they can make a strong case for. It's just going to be so tough because the Republican singular focus over these next weeks and months is going to be cutting spending, not expanding it.
Right. Well, and you say there is some momentum, and that's why you also say it's time for an address that doesn't sound like 3 months ago or even 3 weeks ago. And that brings us to another word that we're hearing a lot of, pivot.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the president should pivot more?
Yes. Yeah, but the funny thing is you have to make sure you don't pivot so far that you're back where you started. And that's what the problem has been. We've heard maybe a dozen times over the last 2 years that the president is about to pivot toward jobs. And yet they have to keep pivoting back toward jobs because it's very easy to lose focus when you get into the machinations of Washington politics.
Yeah. Well, as we've been hearing, there's a dating game going on. Lawmakers looking for someone to bring. It's almost, somebody characterized it as, it's almost like musical chairs. If you're left without a partner to sit next to from the other side of the aisle at the speech, you're left out of it. Just a quick question, though. Are you hearing any behind-the-scenes grumbling from Republicans? Because, in fact, they will have more Republicans than in recent memory in the chambers, and they are the opposition party, and this really does, chill their opposition, and it would do the same if the Democrats were in the opposition party.
That's right. There are a number of Republicans who say, I'm not going to play with this little charade because you muffle the true sentiments of the room if you split the critics up. So I don't know that I buy into that particular conspiracy theory. I do think this is going to look and feel different than any State of the Union that we've had in the past. But I also don't think that there will be any substantive decision that gets impacted by the choice of seatmates Tuesday night.
And one last question about who will be in those seats. Will Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts be there? Justice Scalia has long said he won't attend this juvenile spectacle. And now Justice Alito says he has other plans. And Roberts complained last year that this was just a political pep rally. Now, on ABC's This Week yesterday, George Will agreed. He said, every president, regardless of party, tries to stroke every erogenous zone in the electorate with his speech. But also, it's no place for the judiciary.
That's right. And I think we're unlikely to see Supreme Court justices show up in the same numbers they have in the past. There was that very famous incident from last year where the president called out the members of the Supreme Court over a recent decision that I think rubbed Chief Justice Roberts the wrong way. So he hasn't said whether he'll be there or not, but I think it's fair to assume that there will be somewhat less attendance by members of the court than in years past.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and host of ABC's Top Line political webcast. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And what do you want to hear the president say tomorrow night? Tomorrow on the program, we'll hear from a CEO, a state rep, a military spouse, a tea partier. Let's hear from you. HereAndNow.org. Just leave a comment right next to the picture of the president. Back in 30 seconds with The Road Ahead for Gabrielle Giffords, Here and Now.